Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Did you know that the bold, smooth taste of Dunkin' cold coffee can be brewed in your Keurig coffee maker and enjoyed at home? Dunkin's cold K-Cup pods were crafted to be brewed hot and enjoyed cold. And of course, they're packed with the Dunkin' flavor you crave. Brew over ice and sip in seconds. Because the home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
If you think you know Kim Kardashian from that reality show, Keeping Up with the Kardashians, I'm just here to say you don't know nothing yet about Kim. Yeah, it did start 2 decades ago when Kim was spotted on Hollywood's social scene alongside then best friend Paris Hilton. She was young, she was beautiful, she was driven. The camera loved Kim, and boy, did she love it back. But what we would soon find out is Kim Kardashian is so much more than what you saw on the small screen. Kim Kardashian, she's a brand, a multi-billion dollar brand with nearly 300 million followers on social media. She is the co-founder of a perfume collection, a makeup line, and so much more. But the biggest seller for Kim Kardashian is herself. People cannot get enough of this woman, of her family, her lifestyle, her choices. I sat down with Kim during, what else, a very busy day of press. And while, yes, she is in the midst of a hectic work schedule, and she's also in the middle of a divorce from Kanye West, the father of her 4 kids, she's calmer than she seemed in a decade. She is in a new relationship with comedian and Saturday Night Live cast member Pete Davidson. She just launched another campaign for her shapewear line, Skims. And her famous family, well, they're about to embark on a new chapter of the reality show, The Kardashians. This time it's on Hulu. So what is Kim Kardashian making space for these days? Well, law school aside, she is making space for herself. I'm Hoda Kotb. Welcome to my podcast, Making Space. Kim, it's so great to see you.
How are you?
I'm so happy that you have time to sit with me today. And I weirdly feel like you're in a moment in your life where everything is slowing down. Everything seems more peaceful and simpler. And I'm not sure if I'm reading into it, but I'm getting this total vibe about your life today, that there's a more of a calm going on. Am I right?
There definitely is a lot of calm. I'd say when you have 4 kids, they'll never really fully be calm, like ever. And I think when people say, oh, you're so much calmer now, or you seem like at peace now, I was definitely at peace and loving not being calm before. I don't think that there's like the two are pit against each other or that one is better than the other. I think at the phase in my life that I was at for the last decade, I've loved and it made me who I am today and I've grown and evolved, but it was super spontaneous and so much going on and so amazing. I think I just like prefer now to, I work, you know, really hard and long hours and in school. And I think that what I choose to do with my off time now is just probably a little bit more simpler things. And so I feel more of a sense of inner calmness, but my life definitely isn't calm. I think people around me would be like, do you ever take a minute, you know? So yes, there is a calmness for sure, but I loved every phase that I've been in my life.
Not too long ago, I ended a 8-year relationship and it was not simple. Did you know for a long time that it wasn't the right fit? Were you just continuing or was it something that kind of came on?
No, I think that, you know, in life, you know, I've been divorced before and it's extremely difficult. I would say getting a divorce with children is a whole other level of pain and hard times that I just didn't even know existed. But I really wanted to make a decision, and it wasn't a quick decision. It wasn't, you know, it was something I think just over time, spending a lot of time apart and realizing, especially during the whole like quarantine time and having to spend a lot of time together after spending so much time apart, you just realize what really makes you happy. And, you know, I think some people might try to think maybe it's a selfish decision because I do have four kids and I do want to be mindful of everyone's feelings involved. But I think like for once I was like, I want to really choose my happiness over anything and my peace of mind. And I think I like something just stuck out to me. My mom used to always like cry to me when I was in these, you know, bad relationships and, you know, college and years ago. And she used to say, all I want for my kids and all I want for you is peace of mind. And when I like woke up and realized that I didn't have that, that's all I was looking for. And so I think that no matter what, it doesn't mean that, you know, everyone didn't try. And it doesn't mean that I don't wish that it, you know, had turned out differently. And there's nothing more than you'd want for everyone to be happy. But I think it also showed a lot of personal strength for me because I was really a people pleaser and I wanted everyone else to be happy. That I finally was like, why am I measuring and trying to make other people happy over myself? And that takes a lot of strength to do, even if you know that it'll make your kids upset as well for a time period. I think, you know, one day they're going to grow up and be out of the house and it's just going to be me and I'm going to have to sit there with my happiness. And I saw, you know, my mom stay in a relationship too long when she wasn't as happy. And I just never wanted to, once I knew for sure in my heart and soul, I just wanted, I realized everyone's going to heal quicker if I just make the move instead of not being my authentic self and not finding my inner peace.
Well, there's a great Alicia Keys song I just heard with Brandi Carlile, and it's called I Have a Voice. And it gives me chills when I hear it because when you're a pleaser, a people pleaser, your voice gets squished down. Sometimes it's so silent you can't even hear it. You don't even whisper to yourself anymore.
Yeah.
You're just like, you know what? I'm just going to plod along and go along my merry way. But do you kind of believe that when you are peaceful, your kids will be too? Like, it's almost like they feel
Absolutely.
Your total vibe.
Absolutely. I think when you're happy, your kids are happy. And even if it's hard and they don't understand at the time, I mean, I went through it and I understood it eventually with my parents. And I just think there's also, that's just a part of life. And these are also growing lessons and learning lessons for my kids too. And so I think that they will ultimately be better people when they're faced with hard times and faced with real life situations.
How do you trust? This is something for everybody who's been in a relationship that didn't work. And then you see something that might work, but then you think, I'm not sure. I don't know. You get gun shy. You get afraid. I don't want to rot. You know, you just get afraid. But it seems to me that you followed some instinct in you, your soul or your spirit or something, that said, yes, this is something to try with Pete.
Yeah, I think that, you know, sometimes things happen when you just least expect it.
Yeah.
It was like the last thing that I was really planning on. And so when it did happen, we were kind of like, oh my God, I wasn't like planning on this. And this isn't even what I was thinking of. And like, it just makes it that much sweeter and so much more fun when you just, sometimes you just can't plan everything out and you can't,
yes.
You have to be open to it. And you have to like, you know, I definitely took my time. I took like, you know, 10 months or something before I dated or talk to anyone. And I just wanted that time to really figure out and go through the motions. Am I making the right decision? How do I feel about this? Like, you'll never know until you're put in situations. And so once I went through all of the motions, I finally was like, okay, guys, I am so ready to meet someone. And I randomly did. Chloe asked me this question once. She was like, how do you know to trust a person?
Yeah.
Like, how
yeah.
do you know to trust? And
yeah.
I was like, I've never thought about that. I've always been really trusting and I've never really had a guard up, but sometimes you just know. And sometimes you just like know when to trust. And so I just, I kind of go with it, and I feel like everything has happened that could possibly happen that is heartbreaking, you know, in all of our lives. I've seen it with my sisters and my mom, and just like, we all know someone that's been through a really hard time in relationships, and everyone's been okay, and everyone comes out okay. So you just have to like let yourself go and open yourself up to receive something and just be a good person, and you'll get that back. And no matter what, everyone's going to be okay. That's kind of like my outlook on everything with life.
It is. It is. Do you trust yourself again to get married again?
Ooh, I want to live in the moment. I definitely want to, you know, I do love a relationship. That's the kind of like girl that I am. I don't really want to be dating around and stuff like that, but I do live in the moment. And I do think that I am holding, you know, a little bit more close to my heart on certain aspects of my relationship with Pete. And it feels good just to know that, like, we have this connection and we have our little bubble of a relationship world that we live in that, like, not a lot of people know about.
Mm. I think it's cool, even the little things we do know. You go out for pizza. You're like, everything's just cool and regular and not such a big deal.
We were driving in the car yesterday and I just like looked at him and I was like, thank you. And he's like, what? And I was like, for running errands with me. Like, this is so much fun just to like go to a doctor's appointment or go to the dentist and just like run errands. Like, I'm having so much fun.
It's like back to the beginning, back to before everything, right?
Yeah. I mean, and again, like, it's not to say that any amazing big experience I had was not so much fun as well and so worth it. It's just like where I'm at in life. I feel like we've worked so hard and we just want to enjoy, you know, different things. Like, and I'm just so content.
That's a beautiful word, by the way. Coming up, so what's a typical day like for Kim Kardashian? She walks us through it. Stay with us.
If you travel, you know how to really go off the grid. Like no cell service in your room off the grid. You know which remote retreats have the best herbal baths, sound baths, and ice baths. Because when you set up your out of office, you mean it. Because when you're the escape artist, vacation is all about resting, meditating, drinking water, and minding your own businessing. The Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card. If you travel, you know. Learn more at go.amex/you know.
Price drop? Time to shop. Get to a Nordstrom Rack store today for first dibs on new markdowns. Now score even more, up to 70% off brands everyone loves at Nordstrom Rack. Denim, dresses, sneakers, tops, and more. Plus, get genius deals on jackets, sweaters, and boots for the whole family. Shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and save up to 70% with new markdowns. But hurry, deals this great won't last.
Okay, if you had a day that was just for you, Kim, you woke up, your kids were all being taken care of, Pete was busy, you open your eyes, it's a beautiful sunrise. You have one day for Kim, just for Kim. How would you, and no work, how would you fill that day?
Oh my gosh, I would work out because I love to work out.
Yes.
I would hopefully be waking up on the beach somewhere. Really beautiful. And just lay in bed all day and watch TV and movies and eat in bed. I'm like such a homebody. I love to stay home.
I love that you eat in bed. Okay? Some people are totally against that.
Nope. I have a dustbuster by my bed in my side table drawer. I hate crumbs in the bed. So I definitely will put down a towel. I have trays. I have the most comfortable trays. And I just eat on the trays, and my dustbuster is always on deck.
Okay, snack of choice in bed?
Oh, my God. Well, I'm eating extremely clean. Now, I love to just eat my dinners and stuff. But, I mean, my favorite snacks ever are, like, Cheetos and cookies and Triscuits and, like, so many random little things. Any ice cream stuff.
I feel like your life is full. Are there things that you feel like you are missing? Any puzzle pieces that aren't quite there yet? If you say, I'm just working toward that. I feel like you have so many irons in the fire that it's hard to quantify. But is there something that you feel like needs to snap into place?
Yeah, I really got to like get it together with law school. It's really hard. I got to finish. I have like, you know, almost 2 years left. Mm-hmm. And I study 3 hours a day every day, and it is really hard, and I just can't wait. I keep on saying like, okay, I can't even entertain this business thing or this, that I can't put another thing on my plate until school is done. I need to finish school, and once that happens, I will be a different human being.
Do you kind of feel that sometimes you're underestimated when you walk into a room, Kim?
Absolutely. And I've always been the underdog, always. And that's okay with me. Like if anything, I like for someone to really be like pleasantly surprised and maybe mm-hmm. expect less and be blown away when maybe I give them more than they thought that I would ever give them, you know, but that's always mm-hmm. just been what people have perceived. And I don't know if that's mm-hmm. why I've worked so hard to try to figure it out and to try to show people. I mean, your life changes and what you care about can all change and grow and mm-hmm. evolve. And so I really don't mind being the underdog and being thought differently and proving myself, because I think that's what always has like kept that fire under me. Mm-hmm. Even if I didn't understand it at the time or couldn't understand certain people's decisions, I like applaud people's growth mm-hmm. and where they're at. And yeah, I really just don't mind being that person mm-hmm. and that underdog for people.
I mean, can you just give me one snapshot of a day? Because I don't think, I know you and I know how hard you work. There's not a person who works harder. Line out your day for me. You wake up and...
I wake up at 5:40. I go to the gym from 6 to 7. 7:05, get the kids up, get them all ready for school, all four of them. Help brush their teeth, get their uniforms on, eat breakfast, get them out the door, drive them to school, come back, start glam or study. It's like I have that mm-hmm. few hour study time or glam mm-hmm. and or it's vice versa. Then mm-hmm. I film, and then I either go to a Skims campaign or a Skims fabric meeting. And then I'm, you know, relaunching my beauty brand soon. So it's like formulas and products and packaging and, you know, meetings all day. And then pick the kids up from school, or if I'm in the middle of a shoot or something mm-hmm. and I can't, I meet them after school, always have dinner with the kids, and then mm-hmm. at nighttime, either do my reading for studying for school or just do all my, like, Skims content and organize. I'm big on organizing and making sure everything's in place. And then I go to bed around – I put all the kids to bed, and then I'm finally to bed around 10:30 myself. And then the day starts all over again.
That's a day. That's a day. Kim started the shapewear brand Skims in 2019, filling a gap in the market with underwear, shapewear, and loungewear for people of all shapes and sizes and skin tones. Today, the company is worth billions. Did you ever imagine that Skims would be a $3.2 billion company?
I had hopes, obviously. I had such high hopes because I just felt like anytime there's something missing in the marketplace that you're always trying to find a solution for, other people are trying to find that same solution. Mm-hmm. So when I realized that, you know, in shapewear, there just was not size inclusivity and color tone inclusivity, I just knew that even just like where the seams were and everything that I was mm-hmm. changing on shapewear myself and wanting to perfect, I found that creating my own line was just going to be my best bet. And I love every minute of it. I come up with mm-hmm. every campaign, every style, every fabric. I'm at every campaign. Like, I just have so many fun ideas that it's like my baby. You know, anytime I work on something now, it has to be like, I'm so obsessed. It's my baby. I can't wait to just show people what we have coming. And it's so much fun.
You know what else is fun? The show that put this family on the map, Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Coming up, Kim shares what it was like to say farewell to Keeping Up and the family's decision to return with a whole new series this year.
We all knew that we were going to miss it.
When we come back.
Rack your look for spring at Nordstrom Rack and save up to 60% on brands you love. Rag & Bone, Vince, Marc Jacobs, Adidas, Joe's, and more. Great brands, great prices every day at Nordstrom Rack. Score new dresses, denim, sandals, designer bags, and sunglasses, plus updates for the family and home. Get your spring on for less, up to 60% less, today at your Nordstrom Rack store. What will you find?
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
Keeping Up with the Kardashians, we watched as you bid that farewell. And sometimes when something's done, it's done. You just lock the box and say, that was a good ride. See you later, alligator. But something happened. This thing got another life. It's on Hulu. So what was it that made you decide, maybe we're not done yet?
In all honesty, a bidding war from streaming services came in, and we just were like, okay, how can we? We worked so hard for so many years, and like it was, you know, the best lesson. But then it was just a really good opportunity. Mm-hmm. And we thought, you know what? Let's take a year off. Let's not film for a year, and let's let life happen. And we did. Mm-hmm. And then we all knew that we were going to miss it. Like we just were like, it was a bittersweet thing where we just felt like our time on the network was up and our time just together like that was up. And then just coming together again was so much fun. The first day of filming was so weird. We were just, we couldn't believe that we were filming again. And just like the way that we film is a little bit different. I think the viewer would love to just see, or hopefully they'll love it, just how documentary style it is and just how individual it is. And you see each sister and family member really on their own and kind of separate, and then we kind of all come together, where the last show was like all together all the time. So I think just knowing that it was going to be a little bit different, and that's such a scary thing, like to start over and to, you know, because Keeping Up was so iconic. We're so close to the producers. We loved everyone, and it was like, how do we start over? Are we making such a big mistake? Should we have just left it there? But I think after seeing the edits and seeing how it's shot, and we're so excited, and I'm just so excited for the viewer to see it.
Well, I have to talk about just you and your sisters for 1 second, because I remember it was years ago, but Kathy Lee and I went because Kendall was in a fashion show. She was walking the catwalk, and when we got there, all of you guys were there. There were no cameras. There was nothing. You guys were screaming like it was the first time you'd seen Kendall on the catwalk.
Oh, I know.
And I said in that minute, that's why the show's successful. Because they love each other. Camera lights on, camera lights off. They're supporting and they're screaming to her like they had never seen her do it before. And I was cracking up, and Kathy Lee's like, that's how they are, of course. But that's the magic, isn't it? Like, that's the thing that makes people lean in.
Kathy used to say that all the time. She used to say, like, you guys, when we were kids, like super young, she would be like, I was a teenager, and she would say, like, you guys are insane. Like, what? Where's a camera? Like, reality TV was just starting out, and she was like, you guys just have to have your own show. This is insane.
Yeah, she said it, yeah.
But I think that we're the same, you know, cameras on. Like you said, cameras off. I mean, there's not one of my friends from high school that can say I'm any different now than I was back in high school. And I think we've just always maintained that. And I feel so lucky that we've had each other as a family to come up together. I mean, to think about it, we all got our first check together. We all bought our first car together. We all bought, you know, got our first play. Like, we had each other. We all ran into our first celebrity that we were freaking out over. Like, we had every same experience together as a family. So it's like just different than one of us moving out here from, you know, a different state and calling the other sister saying, oh my God, guess who I just met? Or, oh my God, guess what I just got? Like, We kind of were able to share every experience together, which I think is pretty cool and has kept us super grounded. But yeah, we support each other no matter what. We fight just like every family. I mean, I think that when we started filming, we couldn't have even imagined half the stuff that was going to happen and go on in our lives. yeah. filming. I mean, we thought, how are we going to get to a season two? We have nothing to film mm-hmm. about, you know? Mm-hmm. And so I just feel lucky that we're starting a new journey on Hulu. And I hope that the fans like it just as much as they liked Keeping Up.
And this podcast is called Making Space. I feel like we're rushing 100 miles an hour. And I feel like, you know, they talk about how the top layer of the ocean is very, very tumultuous. But if you go down deep, it's calm and it's peaceful. And up on the top layer, they say it's like it's the things you got to do. I got to pick up the kids. I got to go to work. I got to get to the meeting. I got to check on the Skims. But if you go deeper, it's calm and peaceful. What do you hope to make space for in this coming year in your life?
I just hope to make as much space for my kids, to be honest. Mm. I try to spend so much time with them. I actually hope to make space for myself, too, just to have, you know, a little vacay without the kids, maybe. Or, you know, just I think that's super important, is to always make space for yourself. But to make space for your kids when they really need you, and just make sure that you're there to do homework, and all the little things add up to the big things. So I just, I do make space for that, and I just want to continue to do that.
Yeah. My favorite parenting hack when I'm asking my kids something is, the only thing I say to them is, tell me more. That's it. My only line to them. And then all of a sudden, out comes the entire day.
Yeah.
When I start asking them specifics, they're like, I don't know, nothing. Tell me more. And they go, let me think of some. Oh, guess what happened, Mom? And they tell me some beautiful story.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. I'm going to use that. Yeah. I'm going to steal that from you.
Kim, I love you. Thank you so much for hanging out with us on the podcast. We appreciate you.
Oh, my gosh. Love you. Thank you for having me.
You got it. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye. Hey, guys, thank you so much for listening and going on this journey with me. If you like what you've heard, and I hope you do, please give Making Space a 5-star rating and a review on Apple Podcasts. Be sure to tell your friends and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you're listening right now. Making Space with Hoda Kotb is produced by Allison Berger, along with associate producer Rachel Young and audio engineer Bob Mallory. Original music by John Estes. Bryson Barnes is our technical director. Minna Kathuria is our executive producer. Soraya Gage, our general manager. And Madeline Herringer is our head of editorial.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.